Friday, February 23rd, 2018. Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant, independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. When are we going to see that faked, created, hoaxed, or otherwise, anytime an incident can be used to manipulate the emotions of the public, it will be used to do so. And this time around, they have our number. Mainstream media and alt media alike are consumed with fighting out one narrative or another about the shooting in Florida. Even honest journalists are being played like a fiddle in this one, as we argue over actors and intentions and failures and stories being presented as bombshell news that only highlight what we already know, such as CNN's scripting questions. Despite their feeble and documentably inaccurate response, we know CNN has scripted these events. That is simply old news. Remember Donna Brazile? Even Brazil aside, this is what these stations do. This is their job, as is their job to deny it. They are propagandists, government stenographers. So keeping the conversation on this topic is only playing into their hands. We have students singing and calling for gun control as a random crowd spits absolute vitriol at anyone with even a slightly varying perspective, as well as now two students on Fox saying they were coached. Divide and conquer. This is one big show, and we are all seemingly falling for it. It allows news like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer asking for $300 million to add to the FBI's budget to combat Russian trolls, I promise you, even as the collusion narrative is roundly disproven at this point. It allows things like Trump announcing the largest ever sanctions on a country in peace talks to get overlooked, sanctions that will not hurt the leaders they are aimed at, but the civilians beneath them. But the U.S. knows this. That's the plan, which sure stands against the ongoing claims to be taking these actions to help the civilians of both North and South Korea. Again, two nations having very productive diplomatic exchanges at this moment, but, you know, sanctions. It even allows for many to miss the wildly hypocritical fact that the U.S. is openly considering allowing Saudi Arabia to acquire a nuclear program, one of the worst human rights abusers in the world, one of the largest exporters of terrorism in the world, a nation that has already refused to be bound by stringent U.S. regulations that restrict reprocessing and enriching uranium for the production of nuclear weapons. And yet the U.S. is currently on the verge of striking a deal for the purchase of nuclear reactors for Saudi Arabia. And it's not a matter of safety at this point. It's about profit. All this while we argue over who should restrict our constitutional rights and how. Not if, but in what way. This is how they control the conversation and us with it. Hopefully, more are beginning to see that. So the first story of the day coming out of collectiveevolution.com, U.S. patent 6506148B2 confirms human nervous system manipulation through your computer and TV. Now, this is a very interesting one, some that it's heatedly debated online even now, but the idea that they're essentially able to control your nervous system and through it your body via electromagnetic fields and pulses through your TVs and electronic devices. Now, this is something that shouldn't surprise many of us or those watching this show, as we've talked about Wi-Fi being used to manipulate you and read your emotions and even ideas of actually reading your thoughts through electronics. These are things that are in the works and are happening today, as outrageous as they may seem to some, because we're kept in the dark in so many ways. But it's very alarming to see this happen, especially now that we know that there's a patent for doing this exact thing. So ultimately, it's revealed, and as I always argue, it's probably been in the works in the intelligence military aspect for much longer than we'd like to believe. The article is quoted in saying, certain monitors can emit electromagnetic field pulses that excite a sensory resonance in a nearby subject through image pulses that are so weak as to be subliminal. Now, this is unfortunate since it opens a way for mischievous application of the invention, whereby people are exposed unknowingly to manipulation of their nervous systems for someone else's purpose. Such application would be unethical and is, of course, not advocated. It is mentioned here in order to alert the public to the possibility of covert abuse that may occur while being online or while watching TV, a video, or a DVD. Now, that's alarming. I mean, ultimately, this is the group behind this speaking out, trying to make it seem like, oh, this is how it could be used, when I would argue it's probably something they're at least tacitly aware of, like it's being used in military aspects. It seems why they would almost put this kind of disclaimer out there, but that's complete speculation. But the point is that even these people are claiming that, look, it can be used just like this to manipulate you. That's crazy. I mean, we've talked about Wi-Fi. I mean, even brings in the idea of things like MK Ultra and these programs that we've talked about a lot in the past. An article recently put up by Collective Evolution that talks exactly about how, you know, into Project Monarch and really the perpetuation of this program they supposedly shut down when we know it didn't get shut down, at least verifiably 10, 15 years later. The question is whether or not it's going on today. It also draws connection with the recent shootings and these topics about these people that are being manipulated. And we multiple cases of these shooters saying that they heard voices or that they were manipulated by the government or the government kidnapped them and forced them to watch ISIS videos, all actual documented cases. And so it really draws interesting parallels here. And we're considering medications as well. So think about the multifaceted way that our brains are under attack with medications and different signals, and then tie that in with this kind of a subliminal electromagnetic pulse idea that can actually manipulate your nervous system. It's pretty shocking. It's an important fact to take away here is that this is a real thing that is actually happening and is absolutely possible. Then ask yourself if you think that people in power positions today would use this, even if they think it's for a good cause, to manipulate you. I would say that's a pretty obvious answer. Moving on to the next article coming out of shiftplan.com, Big Pharma's War on Our Children, 1 million kids under the age of 6 on psychiatric drugs. Now, this is something we've touched on quite a bit, and especially as it relates to the recent shooting discussion of psychiatric drugs and the correlation there between shootings and kids being on these kind of medications, which is striking when you really dig into it. But this is something I've touched on many times, and the idea that most people aren't even aware the extent to which kids, young kids, are being given medications for whatever reason, mind-altering medications, and the nefarious possible reasons that could be being executed. And it's important to note that the doctors handing these out are not always, you know, part of some nefarious plan. They're simply manipulated like everyone else. They go through an entire medical schooling of being told that this is what you should be doing, and not even really here's why, just simply saying, here's the answer. You say this, you give them this pill. That is a wildly oversimplified understanding, but it's very clear when you hear actual testimony from other doctors exposing the reality of medical school today and what it teaches them and how it manipulates doctors to think this is the right way. So the point being is that this is probably a much larger aspect of why this is happening, and not all doctors are aware that they're doing something wrong. But I would argue many of them are. But the statistics are striking. It says in the United States, there are 1 million children under the age of 6 on psychiatric drugs. Now, that is a broad spectrum, including all kinds of psychiatric drugs, from anti-anxiety to antipsychotics. There's all kinds. But under 6, 1 million. It's 1 in 6 Americans today overall regularly take some type of medication in this category. That's crazy. That's all Americans, 1 in 6. Think about that. And think about the crazy side effects and what they can do to you. I mean, that's what's another point to bring up always, is the ridiculousness of the fact that these medications, specifically antidepressants that are supposed to stop you from being depressed, ultimately have one of the largest side effects is suicide. It just doesn't make any sense. Again, it draws the questions of whether or not there's more nefarious things behind this. It goes on to read, about half of these children are 4 to 5 years old, and an incredible 274,804 of them are younger than a year old. Babies are being given psychiatric drugs. The number rises for toddlers aged 2 to 3, with 370,778 kids in this category taking psychiatric drugs overall. And I mean, if this isn't horrifying to you, as the article says, then congratulations on your brainwashing. As I've said recently, over 9 million kids under the age of 17 in the U.S. are on psychiatric drugs. That in itself is horrifying. But ultimately, what we have to understand here is that the biggest point that I always make is from 0 to 1, the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of children from 0 to 1 on antipsychotics and antidepressants and anti-anxiety pills, That is shocking. And it can really show you the depth to which they're willing to go. And it even says in the article, worse yet, that experts believe these estimates are far too low. And the real numbers are actually much higher, due in part to the tendency for some of these doctors to hand out psychiatric medications for off-label uses, even for sleep in some cases, understanding the horrible side effects these can cause on the way your brain functions. Yet they're being doled out to children for, I mean, ultimately the real aspect that ties into this for adults and children, especially with ADHD, is that it's more for the parent than the kid. If you got kids that are 1, 2 years old on any anxiety pills, it's probably because they want them to be quiet. And I mean, it's a disgusting thing, but it really happens. But the real point to take away here is that this is happening, and that our children are being medicated to a degree unprecedented in our history, and it is horrifying. And we're starting to see the thing, what is coming of that. Not to make this seem that all these shootings are directly related to this, but there's a clear correlation there. And anyone willing to look at the information, it's quite obvious to see. And more than just that, just general crime and others. There's so much more to get into with this topic, so I recommend you dive in yourself and read this article. But the correlation to where things are going and how bad they're getting and this specific idea, it's hard to deny. Moving on to the next story from collectiveevolution.com, this is what actually happens to our recycling. Now, this is a topic that I've touched on also many times, and it's something that I really feel today in general is kind of about bringing up some of these topics that we are ignoring due to so much of other distractionary measures going on, but this is one that we are just overtly ignoring in so many different ways today. The idea of this, the point of the article is to understand that what we think is happening is not actually happening, and that most people in power are very aware of that fact, and it's just more placation to make us think that we're doing the right thing, to keep us in our throwaway nation and our consumerism and just continue to buy new things. And it's really disgusting when you realize how this really works. Most of the material is counted as recycled the moment that it leaves the U.S., despite most of it simply being dumped into more poverty-stricken nations. And often in these other countries, the plastics are burnt and processed in ways that are very bad for the environment. So it might have simply been better not to put it in that green bin, regardless of how it makes us feel, when it's ultimately being burned and hurting the environment nonetheless. And like so many other aspects of the Western world, it's simply out of sight, out of mind. So we can continue on buying our new phones and eating out every night and perpetuating this throwaway society that we have allowed to be created around us. We must begin to take personal responsibility for our own waste and stop feeling that the government will solve the issue, as we should know better by now that they're simply going to do what's best for them and their careers and ultimately just placate us and allow us to move along, thinking that basically feeding us whatever they need to allow us to do what they want us to do. We've talked about the trash island floating around the ocean that's the size of Texas, and these things that are verifiable facts. Somebody argued that that wasn't real last time I brought that up. I included the article, but simply look it up. It's a very widely recognized idea that we actually found out there's now more than one of these huge trash islands floating around in the ocean. I mean, we've even talked about fish and sea creatures having just pounds of plastic stuck inside their stomachs. It's something that we're continually ignoring, despite the fact that, in my opinion, it's one of the largest issues facing us today, when everything we use in this country, and many other countries for that matter, are simply expendable. We buy one, we plastic bottles, plastic straws, it's over and over and over, and it just continues to pile up. It's going to become a problem that we cannot pull ourselves out of very shortly if it's not already there. So this is something we need to continue to address personally. Self-responsibility. We need to take our own responsibility for our own waste and start taking steps towards positive, sustainable activities. I mean, even the word sustainable these days has been co-opted by wrong people. That doesn't mean it's still not a right thing to do. We should always be focusing on self-sustainability and finding ways that we don't create more waste as we move forward. That's just common sense as far as I'm concerned. Moving on to the last story of the day, coming out of theantimedia.org. As nation debates gun control, U.S. military wants $716 billion for next year. As Americans debate domestic gun control following the mass shooting at a Florida high school last week, funding for military arms has evaded public scrutiny. The United States Department of Defense recently released its summary for the 2018 National Defense Strategy with a little fanfare, something we've touched on in recent shows. And as the article says, the NDS makes the claim that the global security environment has become, quote, more complex and volatile than any we have experienced in recent memory. Despite the fact that the U.S. has well over 1,000 bases spread out across much of the entire world, if the global security environment has become more complex and volatile, even with the U.S. military present almost everywhere, perhaps that says more about the U.S. military strategy than it does about the global community. The NDS opens by explaining that, quote, interstate strategic competition, not terrorism, is now the primary concern in U.S. national security. This sentence alone seems like somewhat of a slap in the face for the thousands of Americans who lost their lives believing they were fighting for a war on terror, and the scores of innocent civilians who have also died since 2001 in this U.S.-led global war. But for those who have been paying attention all along, it should be clear that interstate competition has always been the primary concern of the United States, and not terrorism. For more information on the topics discussed, make sure you check out thelastamericanvagabond.com or any of the important independent sources in the show notes below. And as always, question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.